Hi, I'm Maryam Khan.
I'm Katie Margolis.
And I'm Rachel Schreibstein. We're reporters for the Jer Echo, and we've all recently watched the new Netflix show, 13 Reasons Why.
The Netflix hit, 13 Reasons Why, has been the start of many conversations and has been tweeted about 11 million times in the month after its March 31st release, according to Gia Tolentino in her article from The New Yorker. Its popularity is also true for Jericho High School students.
13 Reasons Why delves into many sensitive topics that viewers can relate to and understand. The show is about Hannah Baker, a teenage girl who committed suicide. Before she killed herself, Hannah recorded 13 tapes, each one explaining a different reason as to why she did what she did. The 13 episodes each give a portrayal of these reasons, which connect to characters in the show. Senior Sophia Z explained her thoughts on how the audience can connect with the characters.
I think that there were really emotional moments you feel for the characters. You feel, if you've had experience like that, you know people who've had experiences like that, you feel for them. And I think that's what has raised so much awareness about the show and why so many people are talking about it.
Tolentino writes that the show presents Hannah's suicide as both an addictive scavenger hunt and an act that gives her the glory, respect, and adoration that she was denied in real life. This criticism of the series is shared by many adults who worry that young people may not understand what they're watching. However, students at Jericho don't totally agree with this view. Freshman Drew N shares how teens are thoughtful about the issues presented.
I think that the show kind of put suicide in a really weird light, and I just didn't think that they portrayed kind of the struggles in a good way, in a sense. I feel like they made it how her issues that led her to evidently kill herself, they were kind of dramatic at points. I mean, rape is a really serious issue, but I thought that the way that they went about it, she could have done more, and I think that she could have sought help and her parents were still there for her, and I think that that wasn't really an accurate representation of how that would go down.
The show graphically displays acts of sexual assault and self-harm, which worries many adults. We found Jericho High School students to agree and disagree with these graphic portrayals. Freshman Tatum W. explains what the experience of watching these scenes was like for her.
It was kind of disgusting and revolting to watch, and they shouldn't have really put such graphic parts in a TV show that children were watching.
On the other hand, senior Nicolette R. felt differently about these moments in the show.
I think that it was intended for older viewers, like high school students, so like I thought that part was fine, but it also made it like more serious. And I feel like if it wasn't there, then it wouldn't have given like such a reason.
Some schools have been sending home letters notifying parents and warning them about the content of 13 Reasons Why. A letter sent home by the New York City School District states, "If your child is talking about the series or you are aware that they are watching it, ask them what they are thinking about." According to the website Chalkbeat, which is a nonprofit news organization, one private school went so far as to suggest parents keep their children from watching the show. Senior Emma N. explained her views on how she thinks the school should be handling this situation.
I don't think that the show shouldn't be watched by kids. Schools, if anything, should be encouraging students to raise awareness about suicide, have more suicide prevention assemblies or posters even, or just opening guidance counselors to just talking with their students about what they're going through instead of, as in the show, Hannah's guidance counselor pushed her away. I think it's very important to start conversation, and I think that was basically the whole point of the show.
It has been recently announced that 13 Reasons Why will be having a second season airing in 2018. Senior Emma N. added what she hopes and expects to see in season 2.
I'm not really sure what they're going to make of the second season, but I think that it should be more of a positive effect that Hannah's suicide, if obviously it's not a positive effect, just how it affected the school and how they learned from it and how people won't treat people the way that they did before. Overall, I think they should use it as a platform to overall just talk about what is going on and suicide and how prevalent it is in our generation.
While viewers await the second season, it is evident that 13 Reasons Why is contributing greatly to students, parents, and schools' discussions of important teen issues.
This is Rachel Schreibstein,
Maryam Khan,
and Katie Margolis, Jer Echo News.